mama eh, oh yeah, mama eh. This is the African baby, baby funny on the Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Dien. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on this. Later on today on the African Beat, I'll be talking to Brikelia Cooper from Liberia, who will be releasing her newest album, Rhythms of Africa, here in the United States of America. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's start off the show today from Nigeria, Yemi Alade in Johnny. And right after that, the African Thriller by Rocky Dauni of Ghana, one of Africa's greatest reggae stars. And then Obude by Radio and Weasel of Uganda. But right now, I'm looking for Johnny. Johnny, where are you? Yemi Alade in this beautiful beat.
African beats.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the group.
Radio and Weasel from Uganda, and right before that, African Thriller by the great Rocky Dawuni of Ghana, and Johnny by Yemi Alade of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African Beats.
Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. The show continues, but don't forget to join me and my guest later on, Brikelia Cooper from Liberia, as we talk about her newest album to be released here in the United States, Rhythms of Africa. But right now, Kilimansa by Baye Say of Senegal is coming up. And right after that, I Still They Here by Micheline Iwang of Cameroon. And Sierra Leone Will Rise Again by Daniel Bangura from Sierra Leone. But right now, Kilimansa by Baye Say of Senegal.
Yeah.
I still there, yeah, I still there, yeah, yeah, oh, hey. number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van Dien. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
Sierra Leone will rise again. I dedicate it to all the people of Sierra Leone, the nurses, the doctors. I know you've been fighting tooth and nail, and those who are coming from out to help eradicate the Ebola virus in our country and the entire West Africa. I doff my hats out to you. And so we dedicate this song to all Sierra Leoneans that are out there. Remember one thing, Sierra Leone is the land that you love, and Sierra Leone will rise again. Daniel Bangura from Sierra Leone.
Land that is blessed, land of unity, a land that is hoping for the best, with all high resources. Some of our children came astray thus, some as fishermen, some as warriors, some as freed slaves, some with religion, some came, they changed the way we think. They told us who we are. Back in 1961, we saved ourselves, mama. We became free, known as the realm of the free. For another 11 years, we suffered and perished, mama, from the hands of those who were trying to rule us.
Land of unity, a land that is hoping for the best, with all high resources. Some of our children came astray thus, some as fishermen, some as warriors, some as freed slaves, some with religion, some came, they changed the way we think, they told us who we are. Since the one we saved ourselves, mama, we became free, known as the realm of the free. For another 11 years, we suffered and perished, mama, from the hands of those who were trying to rule us.
Again,
stronger than ever before. Sierra Leone will rise again. Sierra Leone will be healed again.
Sierra Leone will rise again.
Sierra Leone will rise again. Daniel Bangura, and right before that, I Still They Here by Micheline Wang of Cameroon, and Kilimansa by Baise of Senegal. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Remember to join me and my guest, Brikelia Cooper, when I come back. This is your super show. I'll be right back.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to The Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
Africa was given to us, as you were our father.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, I told you that I have a guest on the show today, and that is Brikelia Cooper. Well, she's been on the show before, and she assured my listeners that when the album for Africa Y is going to be released, she's going to be right here again to talk about it. Well, she's not with me in the studio, but she is on the road, driving from New Jersey to Delaware. I got hold of her and we decided to talk about this because the album will be released. Welcome to the African Beat, Brikelia.
Thank you so much, David Andy.
The song Africa Y, the album is coming out. What is the title of the album?
Title of the album is The Rhythm of Africa.
The Rhythms of Africa. Great, great title. Wow, I love that. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear those beats, when all of that is put together. Why now? Why all this time? People have been waiting. They've been anxious. They've been hungry for that voice to be in their cars, in their homes, wherever they are, listening to African music, African gospel music, rhythms of Africa. Why now?
Well, the thing is now how quick or how fast you can do it, or how well you are fully equipped for the task that lay ahead. And I choose this time because I believe that the album has reached to the stage of maturity, and I have reached to the place that I think I'm fully equipped to run with the album.
I just played one of your songs earlier called Who Owns the Land, Mama Liberia. And we all know that you are from Liberia. You are also one of the most powerful African stars here in the United States. Tell me a little bit about that song. What actually brought about that particular song? Who Owns the Land, Mama Liberia?
Who Owns the Land, Mama Liberia? You know, sometimes we as children of the land, we tend to forget when we leave our motherland. Sometimes we forget who we are, we forget where we're from. We try to adapt to foreign culture, which of course is not that, but adapting to the right one. Liberia lay a waste while the children of Liberia don't have the time to really, you know, remember where they are from. At the bottom line, we have to realize that Liberia cannot be developed except we take up the initiative to develop the land. We want to make Liberia a place that we can all be proud of someday, very soon, knowing the fact that we are from Liberia and we as Liberians, we own the land, and it is not a mistake, or it was not a mistake when God had us in his plan to make us to be people from West Africa and coming from Liberia, to be precise. So no matter where we are, no matter where life takes us, we also remember that we own the land of Liberia, and Liberia is laying wait for us to go back to develop it.
Wow, that was well said. Very well said. Well, the next track I'm going to play is my favorite that you've been using to actually promote this coming album, Rhythms of Africa. But this time it's Africa Y. So I just want you to throw another light on it before I play the song, Africa Y. You are asking the question, why Africa? Elaborate.
You know, I don't want people to think that I'm trying to talk or to discredit Africa, but sometimes if we need a change, we got to be more realistic with ourselves and talk about what is affecting the continent of Africa. We realize that Africa have been going through land of poverty, Africa have been going through land of diseases, Africa went through civil crisis, and Africa is still going through civil crisis. And I know that Africa used to be the place of sweetness, a land flowing with milk and honey. Africa used to be a place that people used to really want to be. Africa used to be a place of stability. Africa used to be a place of love and harmony. The beautiful rhythm from Africa. Those days that you find the older people sitting around the fire hot and talking about our ancestor. Africa used to be a place that we once upon a time were proud to be, you know, to be children of Africa. But today we find there is so much disunity. We find there is so much hatred. We find there is so much dishonesty happening in Liberia, brothers going around and going against brother, and the love of God can no longer be embraced in the nation of Africa. So Africa, why is just a sort of conscientize us? Why are we sharing blood? Why are we killing it ourselves? Why are we destroying the land? The nation like Africa is laying there and it is bleeding for the children of the product of Africa to embrace themselves. Go back to the place that we once upon a time used to be. Dance to the beautiful sound of Africa. The place that we once upon a time used to go to bed and our doors are open. You are not afraid of anybody that's going to harm you. This is time that we come back to who we are. Because at the bottom line, you may be from Sierra Leone, I may be from Liberia, Guinea, Rwanda, what part of Africa we find ourselves. We are all from one womb, and our womb is Mama Africa. And Mama Africa is bleeding for her children to unite.
Wow. Wow. Well, I can't say much to that. Let me just release the song, Africa, Why? And the people that are listening to it will tell me that all what you've said is just right. Africa, Why? Is the next track that is coming from Brikelia Cooper from her album, Rhythms of Africa.
Tell me why, tell me why, tell me why.
beautiful music, wonderful beats there, Africa Y, by this wonderful lady, Brikelia Cooper. Well, when you were talking earlier, Brikelia, you mentioned their diseases, and you know, very recently, you are a part of a sensitization song done to help eradicate or sensitize the people about the Ebola virus that is ravaging our countries in West Africa. You are from Liberia. I am from Sierra Leone. And we have other people from Guinea. When I looked at the video, I saw a whole bunch of African stars coming together trying to put this message across. How did you get into that particular group?
My dear, you know, when you have the mind of your people, when you have that conscious mind that you belong somewhere, you will always be located. And I was located only by the grace of God. They knew that they needed someone to fill in the gap for Liberia, because we know that the epidemic was, you know, affecting Liberia more than any other nation that was affected by it. So I was contacted by Brother Johnny Wisdom from Sierra Leone, and by Brother Peter from I think Congo or Cameroon, to stay in the gap for Liberia. That's how I went and did what I did.
Well, that is great, and I just want you to know that that's a wonderful song, and in fact, we're going to play that song. I know you are part of the song, so we're going to play that special Ebola song right now.
Calling on the whole world to see men, women, and children of greatness gone down to soil. Across the waters, is all hope gone? No, no.
I know we can overcome, so we're calling on the world to lend a hand of love.
Whole world hears your cries, in Africa we are listening to your pain and suffering.
The father's side with no more tears to cry.
Painful one is a pain for all. Don't step aside. Hear I cry. Heal and lay.
Ebola was a silent killer, raging so hard in West Africa.
Fondali masa dandema andi basi soro jangaruju meboni tempo Ebola imalon jangaruju vale dini nye fala moba ye fala biwo sungru nye fala Kamarun kende ye fala jangaruju memboni tenko ibola mbadinu jangaruju baleo dini ye fala wo mobalu ye fala anyambulu dinyoma afriki dinu ka ibola kele
Ebola will leave and rainbow will come out and dance with us while we don't grieve no more. Say bye-bye to the pain, our homeland will regain. Now help me sing along to the song, Beautiful
Just
Rain.
Just the other day, as I watched the news, I saw an older man up before his wife and kids, leaving a woman to be a widow. And I saw a little girl. Yes, we one away. Yes, we one away. Jay, I want it, yes, why, yeah. Ebola come, Ebola tana, yep, one.
Persons infected, we've gotta show them love, sweet love. Take a stand on protection, don't let Ebola take a bite. We need a speedy solution in the prevention and cure.
We say thanks to every nation for all the sacrifice on the fight against Ebola.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful. Well, now, finally, before I let you go, Brekelia, I want you to give the people the information. When this album is going to be released on Saturday here in the United States, people outside of the United States will want to get this album. They will be listening for it, and people will be searching all over for it. How can people reach you? How can they contact you for this album?
Well, I can be contacted. You can inbox me in a message on Facebook. You can have my number, which is 919-717-6589. You can also contact my manager, or you can go on my website. It is www.bannermusicinternational.com. It's bannermusicinternational.org. You can also get my music from the website as well. And they can also contact you, David Vandy.
All right. Thank you so much, Brekelia, and I wish you all the best. I know you're traveling right now, but it was good that you had to make a stop to talk to us on the African Beat, and looking forward to this great program on Saturday. And with that, I'll now leave my people with this beautiful track from Brekelia's last album. Why I'm bringing this track? Because it is a track that I love to play, and it is touching the hearts of people. It is called Fear Not. So with Fear Not, I want to thank you very much, Brekelia Cooper, for being with me on the African Beat today, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, David.
That was the voice of Brekelia Cooper, and with all of that today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington, saying Fear Not.